PFAS or forever chemicals have become an issue of concern in many local water sources. And joining us to discuss this and other issues, State Representative Dave DeCoste. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, overall, how much of a concern is this PFAS in the district? What have you been hearing?
In all three towns, I think, and statewide, it is a problem. It's been identified as a state. Now, the state has made the decision to reduce the parts per million down below the federal standard, but it still remains a concern. And as always, when I look at issues like these, I have to rely on my subject matter experts. So the folks in our district who are managing the water, we look to them for, you know, what they require in terms of addressing these problems. And it looks as though we're going to obviously test more aggressively, and they have a regimen of testing they do regularly, but we're going to have to look to both the state and the federal government for additional facilities to filter out these particles and address water quality that way.
And you said we're going to need state and federal aid to make this happen?
And some will be forthcoming. There's an embargo decision, but one of our towns in our district is going to have some good news regarding water quality, and we're going to look aggressively again to the state and working with our federal officials to get additional funding to clean it up. They know what needs to be done. But as WATD reported earlier, all three towns have been having challenges, and Norwell just recently took a well off because of a spike in PFAS parts per million.
Now, something I also wanted to talk to you about is this shingle mill project in Rockland, and also water is somewhat of a concern with this project as well.
Yeah, it's a concern not only in Rockland, but in Hingham, because the proposed, and to give you listeners an idea of what we're talking about, it's right by the Home Depot as you get onto Route 3 by Akron Pond. And it is, I think, universally opposed within Rockland. And the Hingham Water Department or water people, I've talked to them as well, and Representative Moschino, who I work very well with on a number of issues regarding potential development over there. And we're going to ask the DEP and have asked the DEP to take a closer look at the, you know, the water quality issues over there. The current plan is to, because the town of Rockland cannot accommodate that size of hundreds of new, I look at in terms of bedrooms, hundreds of new occupants, bedrooms going up there, and they do not have the capacity in their sewer system nor in their water system to provide those services. So they're talking about sinking wells and also building treatment plants to accommodate this potential development. So aside from the aesthetics, and the aesthetics alone are just dreadful, aside from the aesthetics, there's a real question regarding water quality. And I should mention that, you know, we coordinate with Senator Keenan, who's a senator, state senator in Rockland. And, you know, he's aware and working with us on these issues as well.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate
it. As always, I'm grateful for the opportunity to talk to you.